Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Eamon Torsney. It's Monday, September 30th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
We've already taken precautions relative to our embassies and personnel who want to leave.
Central Beirut targeted by Israel and last-minute discussions on budget measures. Plus, we will have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning. The first Israeli airstrike in central Beirut since the current conflict with Hezbollah began has hit an apartment building. More than 100 people were killed in Israeli attacks across Lebanon yesterday, according to the Reuters news agency. Officials say almost a million people have been displaced by the bombing. It's being described as a humanitarian catastrophe. US President Joe Biden says all-out war in the Middle East has to be avoided.
We've already taken precautions relative to our embassies and personnel who want to leave. We're not there yet, but we're working like hell with the French and many others.
House prices have risen by 3.1% in the third quarter of this year. That's the latest findings from the country's largest property website, daft.ie. The average price nationally stands at just under €350,000, a rise of just over 6% since this time last year. The most expensive place to buy a home is in Dublin, where prices rose by 4.1% between June and September. Economist at Trinity College Dublin and author of the report, Ronan Lyons, says it all comes back to the lack of houses available on the market.
Inflation is going up rather than down. This is down to a lack of supply. The reason that prices are going up as much as they are and continuing to do so is because we're not seeing, in particular at the moment in the second-hand segment, the amount of supply that's needed given the amount of demand that's there.
New maximum sentences for knife-related offences come into effect today. Justice Minister Helen McEntee has increased jail terms for possession of a knife with intent to cause injury from 5 to 7 years. Trespassing with a knife or other such weapons has also increased from 5 to 7 years. Minister Helen McEntee says anyone carrying a knife is committing a serious crime.
This government is absolutely committed to tackling all forms of knife crime, not just possession, but where a person carries a knife with the very serious intent of either harming or intimidating another person. I think the amendments themselves just reflect the gravity of the offences and make sure that where a person is before the court, that the judiciary have the options available to them.
The clean-up begins today after an orange rain warning ended for 4 counties overnight. Thousands of homes were still without power last night in the wake of the torrential downpours. Carlow, Kilkenny, Wexford and Waterford saw flooding and travel disruption while under the orange alert. Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather says drivers still need to be careful on the roads this morning.
Well, some very heavy rain overnight will mean that there will be still some spot flooding this morning, especially in the south and the southeast of the country, and also some debris that has been blown onto the road. So road users will want to take great care this morning, especially in the south and southeast.
The death toll from Hurricane Helene has risen to 91 in the southeast of the US. Water and other supplies are being rushed to areas affected by severe flooding. US President Joe Biden's promised to visit communities impacted by the damage this week, but doesn't want to disrupt rescues or recovery work. The Simon community is calling for emergency funding to tackle rising homeless rates in the budget. The charity is asking the government to increase funding for social housing, increase the housing assistance scheme and double 2023's funding for homeless prevention. 14,486 people are recorded as homeless according to the latest figures from the Department of Housing. Wayne Stanley, Executive Director of Simon Communities, says the government needs to act now.
It's a political decision around whether we get ahead of homelessness, and the next budget will set the framework for whether that's going to be a success. So frankly, if it's not in the next budget, that will be an outrage.
A man in his 50s is due in court today, charged after a gold bullion seizure in Dublin worth €1.4 million. Drugs and cash worth hundreds of thousands of euro were also found. Cliona O'Dwyer reports.
The discovery of gold bullion was made during searches in homes and businesses across the capital on Friday and Saturday. €460,000 in cash and €210,000 worth of cocaine were also recovered by the Dublin Crime Response Team. The gold bullion is worth €1.4 million. A man in his 50s who was arrested as part of the investigation has since been charged. He is expected to appear before a sitting of Blanchardstown District Court at 10:30 this morning.
Childminders can register with the Child and Family Agency Tusla from today. Applications for the registration of childminding services with the Early Years Inspectorate opened this morning. Under the Child Care Amendment Act, a range of reforms within early learning and childcare was established, including childminding. Parents using childminders will be able to access the National Childcare Subsidies Scheme. Country music star Kris Kristofferson has died at the age of 88. The family spokesperson for the musician, who also acted in the film A Star Is Born, said he passed away peacefully at his home in Hawaii on Saturday. He's best known for writing songs such as Me and Bobby McGee and Sunday Morning Coming Down. No cause of death's been given, but the singer had been suffering from memory loss since he was in his 70s. Sport now, and Manchester United manager Erik ten Hag feels the red card for Bruno Fernandes was a huge turning point in their 3-0 Premier League loss to Tottenham yesterday. Spurs became the second side in a row to emerge from Old Trafford with a 3-0 victory. The United captain was sent off for a lunge on James Maddison with 3 minutes remaining in the first half. Ten Hag says his team were still well in the game when it was 11-11.
We had big chances, they say. Maybe he's oversee even Rashford. Ball on the post from Garnacho. It's only 1-0, so we could make a comeback, and I think had a big impact on the game.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.